It's time to check in on the grain markets. So, Kim, what's happened the past few weeks with crop prices?
Well, the market giveth and the market taketh away. You look at wheat prices. We had a 20-cent rally on wheat prices. Now, the market's taken 10 of that back. So, at least we gained 10 there. Current prices, in the north, they're about $4.10, and in the south, $4.25. Now, that's a little different than in the past. You know, in the past couple of years, we've had higher prices in north and south. I think that's a reflection of protein right there. If you look at a forward contract for the 21 crop for wheat, it's $4.45. Corn prices, you got a 35-cent increase in corn prices. Boy, that was really good. Of course, we don't have any corn to sell right now unless you forward contract it. The market's already taken all that 35 back. You can forward contract for around $3 and a nickel, somewhere right in there. You look at soybeans. Got a 50-cent increase in bean prices. We've lost 30 of it. So we netted 20 there. Of course, that's on a forward contract price. And right now, that's around $8. Cotton, we gained, around 5 cents. We lost 2 of it. So we are net 3 there. Forward, are your harvest price indicated for cotton is about 60 or 61 cents.
So last week, the WASDE report came out. So how do you sift through what the wheat projections were going to be?
Well, let's start with why we look at these WASDE numbers and why I often present a lot of numbers. If I said that, hey, I just bought a new pickup for $50,000, was that a good price or a bad price? I don't know. But if you bought that same pickup last week for $53,000, what kind of price is it? It's good. Or if you bought it for $47,000. So you've got to know these base numbers because it's not what's happening in the market. It's what the market expects. And you look at production. Market expects 28.3 billion bushels. That's a record. 28.1 last year was a record. The United States is down from 1.9 billion to 1.82 billion. Hard red winter wheat, last year we had 1.35 billion bushels. This year, 1.36. So significantly lower hard red winter wheat. European Union, I think this is good news for the soft red winter wheat prices. They're right at 5.2 billion compared to 5.7 last year. Australia, that's the one that's going to impact our market the most. 955 million bushels versus 558 last year. You look at ending stocks, I think the important numbers there, 11.6 billion for world. That's a record. And that's above last year's record of 10.9 billion. Hard red winter wheat ending stocks, 423 million. That's below the five-year average, and it's less than last year's 521 million.
So there's still some problems with the cotton crop, you know, switching to cotton. So what's going on with prices there?
Well, you know, we were talking about cotton. We got the rally. You know, cotton prices, you go back a couple years, were up in the 70s and the 80s. They got back down into the low 50s. They're probably about where we expect them right now in the 60-cent range. We'll have to see what happens with the cotton numbers as they come in from around the world. But right now, the number to remember is 60 cents. We get good news, lower cotton production, higher prices. Higher cotton production, lower prices.
So given all of that information that we just went over, what's your advice for Oklahoma producers?
Know what's going on right now in the market. Know these numbers. So when you see a new number, you read that China bought a record amount of corn on any given day for history. What do you think corn prices are going to do? You think they'd go up. They didn't. Why? Because the market expects it. So know what's going on in the market, know your base numbers, and look at deviation from those numbers to make your sell decisions and sell on rallies. We had a 20, 25-cent rally in wheat prices. Take advantage of some of that. Don't sell it all, but stagger it into the market.
You always got to keep watch.
That's right.
All right, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.